I want my jimmies been rustled. I want my jimmies back.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your days are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most beltless podcast. My name is Matthew, and I'm here with Andrew and Skylarino.
Skylar is the full version of his name.
Oh. I know, that was the joke. Skylar with two R's.
Yeah.
Skylar with one R.
Skylar.
I'm here with Andrew and Skylar.
Skylar.
Ralph Bear.
No.
Not again.
Rah. I'm a bear.
Anytime I play Skyrim and I see a bear, I'm like, oh, look, it's Ralph Bear. No one in the room gets what I'm talking about.
How many people are in the room when you play Skyrim?
Is ever just like shut
three,
up?
Three, usually. Yeah, Erica gets upset when I keep banking that because she doesn't listen to the podcast. So.
She doesn't watch the podcast. She just stares at the queue while listening to it.
She doesn't support my hobbies.
Mine either, so sorry.
I don't have that negativity in my life because I don't have a girlfriend.
Bitches.
My girlfriend is this podcast.
Forever alone. Forever alone.
Mado Bued.
My call and my podcast.
Mado Bued is my girlfriend.
How was your guys' weeks?
All right.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, you just wrestled today?
Yeah, it was just Russell.
Any particular thing, or just a lot of just annoying things that you're just like?
Just it was like it was one of those days where just everything was just like, just fuck you. It was a fuck you day. That's what it was. And then I went over to Target after work to get some groceries, and there were fucking bottles of Panera salad dressing. And for a split second in my head, I had this image of me just fucking throwing them all on the ground, and then out of a rage, just being like, Panera! Right in the middle of Target.
They also sell the prepackaged soup.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
They sell Panera soup at
places
that aren't
Panera.
There's no creamy
tomato. It's like the weird shit.
So close.
Like you get broccoli cheddar and I think baked potato and then
a lobster bisque that Panera itself hasn't offered in like 7 years, but apparently still sells.
Does it sell wild mushroom too? Because that one only comes out for like a week.
That was like diarrhea soup.
What about that squash soup?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that one?
No, that might have been before my time.
It just looked all orange and it smelled like cinnamon.
You know what's really gross? The stupid chicken pot pie sans crust.
Oh, the Sonoma?
Yeah. It has the consistency of, like, boogers.
It is very thick.
Gross.
Yeah.
It's not a good kind of thick. Not the thickness you associate with soup.
I always hate when customers will argue with you, too. Or you're like, my soup's really thick. I'm like, man, that's the way it comes. She's like, no, I come here every day. That's what the soup looks like. And the instinctive person in me just wants to fucking flip the bowl and tell her to fuck off. But the manager inside of me goes, ma'am, I can honestly tell you, it is this thick.
Just take your, like, you're drinking a glass of water. Just be like, is this better for you? Start pouring the water and mix it up with your finger. How's this? Is this thick enough for you?
Here, let me add some flavor.
My week was okay. I figured out from a friend that there's a melon boom going on right now.
A what?
A melon boom? There's a lot of
melons.
Yeah, it's been very hot this summer. So like you can go to a grocery store and buy a melon for like $2.
Oh, hey.
Like a
is that like any melons or like
cantaloupe specifically. That's what's relevant to the story. So I bought one.
Right.
And then I ate it all of the cantaloupe, and I've been regretting it for the past few days.
A few days? It was just hanging around in your system
for
a
weekend?
Well,
I decided I was going to counteract the oncoming storm
by
diarrhea.
Eating sponges or something.
I ate half a pound of cheese.
Why? What do you...
For some reason, when you said, I bought a cantaloupe, I thought the next thing coming out of your mouth was going to be like, and I fucked it.
So you ate a cantaloupe and a half a pound of cheese. Like
what kind of cheese? Velveeta cheddar. Come on.
It was a it was Brick Gouda. And cheddar. It was actually wasn't exactly half a pound, but there was some cheddar cheese and fresh mozzarella. But so I'm hoping that that's gonna like clog me up just enough. But now I'm having urgent false alarms. That's the best way to describe it for the last half week. It's just been very urgent false alarms.
I was thinking about this. What kind of discounts do you get at your job? Do you get discounts on gas?
No. For those of you who have forgotten or are just tuning in, I work at a gas station. Convenience store, sorry. BP offers the gas. Bucky's is the convenience store.
Oh, okay.
So I get, like, free microwave sandwiches that we have, free hot dogs, ice cream, the soft serve that we have, and then soda.
What about, does that include
and donuts.
Cheese? Does that include the...
Yes,
include
the ICs.
Oh, nice.
And pretty much anything of the main stock that I can sneak out. Because the manager doesn't take stock. So, there you go.
Woo.
How was your week, man?
Basic until Friday. I got a sunburn.
All right. See, I was wondering, like, in my head, I was debating whether it was the light or, like, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
I walked for 3 hours at Zirinsky.
Oh, damn.
Walked the entire thing.
Did you wear sunscreen?
No, it was impromptu.
Okay, all right,
that's fine. I was driving, I'm like, I'm gonna go to Zirinsky. So I go to Zirinsky, I walk for about an hour and a half, I'm like, I'm done. Ooh, I'm at least an hour and a half away from my car.
That's the one bad thing about Zirinsky. If you make the commitment, you can't back out. Yeah,
yeah, you can't back out once the commitment's been made.
You quit about halfway through, and then you're just like, I quit, but I have to keep going to quit.
Yeah, so it's like, ooh, all right.
Was Friday... super hot, or was Friday one of the nice days?
Friday was nice.
Was Friday like the coolest day?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't,
the last 3 days have been.
It wasn't bad temperature wise, but after about an hour, I could feel the sun. I'm just like, oh, God.
Mistakes were made.
You just feel like one of those, like, maybe Indiana Jones walking through the desert or something where he's just looking at the sun and there's like a fade out, just like. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
I'm not going to lie, a couple times I thought about...
then it fades into you on the sand.
I thought about just as someone drives by on their bike, just to pull them off the bike and steal it. And bike
just pull
off.
A CJ from...
San Andreas.
Yeah.
Yeah, or there was the part under the bridge where you're really close to the water. I thought about pushing them in the water. That would have been hilarious.
Be more cautious!
Oh, looks like you fell there. Oh, better take your bike away.
I'll go get help.
Yeah, you wait here. I'll go get help, but I'm not hurt.
Was it just your face then?
Face, and I got on the back of my neck. If you can see that,
dude. Neck ones always suck.
Arms a little bit, but not very bad.
Yeah, necks suck because like you move so much. It just hurts.
Yeah, so just face in the back of my neck. It was really fun the evening after.
Anything else?
I went to GameStop today, and I realized why I stopped going to GameStop when I don't have a pre-order.
Why?
Because a pre-order, you know, you just go in and get out. I went in to go get Gears of War.
God.
And I go in there, and I go in there, and I find it right away. And I go up to the counter, and I'm like, yeah, I just like to get Gears of War. He's like, okay, can I get your phone number, please? So I'm like, all right. Is it that necessary to buy a game? I know they pull up your profile, and I know at my work... we pull up a profile, but that's because we can make it a lot faster if we do that. Anyway, so he asked for my phone number, and I'm like, okay, I give him the phone number. He's like, is this Matt? Yeah, that's me. Okay, can I just see your ID to verify? Here's my ID.
Well, I can understand because it's a mature game, though.
Look at me.
I know.
You're not
baby-faced.
Yeah.
You're not
like,
Matt
there's
Newcomb.
There's those policies where like you got an ID.
It was a Sunday afternoon. The manager's not there.
No one gives a shit.
So, you know, of course, are you a Power Up member? No. Would you like to be? No. And then it's like, I saw you grab the new version. The used version's $3 cheaper. I'm like, for $3, I'll take the new. It's like, okay, would you like any of the DLC with that? I'm like, no. No, thank you. Would you like to pre-order any games today?
I'm
like, no. He's like, oh, Black Ops 2's coming out. Still, no.
Yeah.
He asked me something else. I forget. Oh, yeah. Would you like an extended warranty on this? Oh. Up to a year for any scratches, laser burns? I'm like, laser burns? What the fuck?
Yeah, I've never heard of laser burns.
What the fuck's a laser burn? I should have asked him, what's a laser burn? He would have been like, well, this will be all for you today. But, it's not really his fault that he has to say all that crap. But still, he didn't make it quick either. He was doing like the whole thing.
Oh,
like, would you like the extended warranty? So just in case, anything scratches or laser burns up to an entire year. And I'm over here going, no, I don't like to cut them off.
That's why at Panera I now consolidate everything into like three questions.
Well, yeah, that would be the easiest thing is if I went up there and be like, you a Power Up member? No.
Do you want anything else?
Yeah. Do you want the DLC? No. Any warranties? No. Pre-orders? No. Ah.
Just nice back and forth. See,
or you can like list all three in one sentence.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. It was Erica renewed my Power Up card for GameStop, and I lost my Power Up card like a long time ago, so they always have to look me up.
Yeah,
but it seems like they don't ask me any questions. That's part of the Power
the
Up
power
membership.
Up is
they like I'll go in.
He's
and
a
I'll,
member.
Like,
don't ask questions.
Like I'll get like the new version of Shadow of Colossus. I got that remake.
Ooh,
the
HD. Yeah, is it pretty.
It's the same graphic quality, but the graphics look better. All
right.
Like,
It's made for high def.
Yeah. All right. But I went in there, got it, and they're like, all right, we have a used version. And he offered me the used version, and he's like, are you a Power Up member? And then he kind of cut himself off on that question. And he's like, okay. Then we finished it. He didn't need to pre-order anything. The general manager was in the store, too.
Why? Why do you think they offer the used one? Do you think
they make more money off the used ones?
Okay.
For like a regular new game or something, like they make some money, the developer and the publisher make some money, but for a used game, GameStop makes all the money.
Okay. All right.
But sometimes it's just a stupid freaking question. It's like, okay, for $3, would you rather have the new one or the used one?
Oh, I'd take new.
The new one, of course. Like I bought Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 used, but that's because it was $20 cheaper.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, like the $3. Well,
for $3. Yeah, just
and
give me the new one.
The damn insurance. Whenever anyone's like, do you want insurance on it? I'm like, no, Blu-ray discs are invincible.
Well, and just even if it was like a CD, it's like, I don't really, what am I going to do with it? You know, I'm 22 years old, not 9. You know, I'm not going to be throwing it around or anything like that. It's either going to be in the console or in the case.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know if it's just this GameStop or whatever, but I pre-ordered Borderlands 2, and I actually finished pre-ordering it.
I want to so bad. I want that case.
Oh, yeah. They're out of it. They sold out like the week it was announced.
Motherfucker, dude. Like, on my bucket list of life is I want to pre-order like the special edition of one game. And I really wanted that one.
Well, when I pre-ordered it, the guy kept checking to make sure that I wanted PS3. Like, anytime it came in to like add $5 or $10 or whatever. He's like, you want an Xbox 360, right? It says PS3 on here. I'm like, no, it's PS3. Like, I don't know why. Oh, you're doing PS3. That's cute. Yeah. Like, is there a problem?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Are you discriminating against black people? I don't understand. Like, what's your problem?
Which GameStop did you go to?
180th and Center.
God
right
damn
over
it.
There.
That was always my favorite one for midnight releases.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
That's a fun one. Yeah, like the Red Bull people show up and they have like events going on.
For Black Ops, they're going to do laser tag.
Nuh-uh.
No
yeah.
way.
If you pre-order and go to the midnight, you get laser tag. And then you get like it's the family fun zone, whatever.
I'm going to have to take Wednesday off work. Or I guess Tuesday. I'm going to take Tuesday because it would be Tuesday midnight.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd have to take Tuesday so I can play it.
Just take Wednesday.
Well, I can take Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, Tuesday at midnight, and then Wednesday you don't work, so.
No, Tuesday at midnight, but then I'll be playing it right when I get it.
Okay.
So I'll be playing it on Tuesday.
Which I gotta say, I really enjoyed Black Ops 1.
Black Ops 1.
I think
1
it was
really
one
fun.
Of the better Call of Duty games.
I haven't played any of the Black Ops. I just know this one has a huge amount of hype, and there's going to be a laser tag.
Oh, they all have hype.
But. When I always thought that Treyarch was the shittier of the Call of Duty developers, Black Ops 1 totally proved that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, these guys are good.
Well, and I noticed that when I got Modern Warfare 3, I was like, it's not quite Black Ops.
Yeah.
And just, little things too, like tomahawks. The fuck are my tomahawks?
Yeah.
Or running and diving. Where the fuck's my diving run?
they showed that, like, I watched a trailer for it, and they, like, specifically, like, zoomed in on this guy just running and diving.
Dude,
and
it was
like,
so fun, and it was useful, you know? You could dive through windows and stuff like that.
That was
great.
Always fun.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're fucking shooting as you're diving.
Yeah.
It was just, it was a well-made Call of Duty.
All right, let's get started.
Yeah.
Enough about GameStop, unless we have more GameStop
news. All right.
They're an evil corporation.
Enough about our gaming talk. Let's go into gaming news.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
All right, enough about game stores. We're going to go on to a game store. A game store owner is selling his life on eBay.
For, isn't it like $3.5 million?
$3.5 million. And he lives in Florida. So, you know, weird shit happens there.
That adds. So, I mean, like, does that mean that whoever buys them, they just kill yourself?
What's happening is Shane Butcher has decided to bundle up his house, his condo, his 3 cars, his 3 kayaks, his rare game collection, nearly all his possessions, and an entire chain of RU game, stores, 3 in total, which he is the owner, and he's putting it up for public bidding in hopes of becoming a millionaire.
Like, all that together, he's not still a millionaire if he owns all that?
Yeah, they must be little stores.
Maybe. But he's got 3 of them.
And he also has a house, a condo, and 3 cars.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're living pretty good.
I mean, that's an idea. Like, when I saw that, I thought he was just maybe selling, like, all of his businesses and stuff, but I didn't know it was his whole
life. Yeah, he's selling everything. And he also says he'll remain at the stores as a consultant for up to 6 months and will cover a year's worth of lease payments. He also says he'll pay a full year of the homeowners association fees on both the home and the condo.
I don't understand, like, I mean, because he's still going to have to, like, get a new house or condo or something with out of his $1 million.
Yeah, he's
going
to basically have to start a new life.
Yeah.
He's
got
to get a new house, new cars,
maybe that's
new business.
Maybe that's what he wants, though.
Well, why the fuck won't he just say it, then?
Yeah. Have they said that? Has anybody, like, bid on it?
Apparently there have been biddings. I don't know
exactly.
No
way.
Oh, God. I just closed it. Let me find
that's cool.
let me find it. Oh, no.
Hey.
No.
It's all right.
No.
It's all right. I have to ask these questions.
It's all right. That's right. Cheetah Men 2 is hoping for a re-release on Kickstarter.
What is it?
Cheetah Men. ABGN reviewed Cheetah Men. Terrible, terrible buggy game. God awful.
I never played it.
Sorry.
Budget of like $3.
Was it for NES?
Yeah.
All right.
If you haven't seen this post around yet, a Kickstarter project has gone live and is being supported by James Rolfe, the Angry Video Game Nerd, Pat the NES Punk, and Game Chasers. And also,
so Angry Video, he's supporting it?
He's supporting it.
No way.
You'll have to chip in $60 to get a copy of the actual cart, which will have the lost levels patched so that the game is actually playable from beginning to end. As usual, there are different reward levels. This game is coming out for the NES, so it's not coming out for a modern console.
What's the what's the game that came out for the, I want to say it was Super Nintendo?
Battle Kid.
Battle Kid? Yeah.
Battle Kid. Although I think that might have been the NES.
And there's that Dreamcast that new Dreamcast game that came out recently. Or wasn't that?
I can't even find a Dreamcast.
I don't remember.
That's one of the things I've been looking for, because like, I keep accumulating this money for my job, but I'm not paying rent. So I just have all this money I'm joining the Navy, man. This is going to be pity dollars. I got like $300 to blow.
Want to go to strip club?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to set it on fire. Yeah, maybe I'll do that and then buy some lottery tickets.
Right now, but Cheetah Men 2 is up to 527 backers on Kickstarter. They've made just over $33,000 and 25 days left of their $65,000 goal.
How's SGC's doing?
Not that great.
Not that great.
They're about halfway there, but they got like 11 days left.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't foresee them hitting it. Unfortunately, I chipped in some, but.
Did you?
Yeah.
Now you get that back if it doesn't go, right?
Yeah, if it doesn't go, you get the money back. Yeah, so that's unfortunate. All right, here's a rumor from the rumor mill. The next Xbox, and maybe the current Xbox, will be getting Skype.
Yes, nice. It's Microsoft bought Skype.
Did I put the story up that's going to probably segue from this one?
Well, it would segue nicely if you didn't give it away. But yes.
It's going to have Skype?
Skype.
Wow, I could see that cool. with use with the Kinect.
I could see that just being as use with people like my friend Tyler. I like talking to him, and he doesn't have an Xbox. I'll Skype with him on Xbox.
You know, it'd be really cool. I mean, and they do have cameras to do this. Self-panning. Right. Like where it'll track your movement. So if you move to one side, the camera will move with you.
I have seen
and
those.
If the Kinect, you know, the Kinect could easily do that. I mean. I don't know if it's capable now, but no. Just putting a pivoting camera.
They said the next Kinect was going to – the first thing they were talking about it doing was, like, conform to your room.
Yeah,
so you don't have to. So you don't have to move furniture out of the way and stuff. It
and
would, like
– full body.
It would adjust to your room so you don't have to – you know, if you don't have a lot of space to one side, you don't have to make as big of a motion to that side or something.
You know what something cool. I always wondered about was Kinect is – so new to the Xbox life cycle, and it's like they released it and then all of a sudden they're like, fuck it, Kinect 2. Like they released it and then like all of a sudden it was like a couple months later they were talking about the second one.
Well, I mean it's I mean that's how it is with most add-ons for consoles. I mean like Wii
Motion
Plus.
That's how it is with
how
most
many...
electronics.
Yeah.
Every time an Apple iPhone comes out, the next one's already in the works because it gets announced within a couple months. Yeah.
But I mean,
it comes out the next year.
It feels like all their like sweat and labor on that one product is just like just pooped on by the next thing that they're working on. They don't give it its like life, I guess.
Maybe they're trying to get people to really enjoy it because they're gonna. Probably. Make it better for the next console.
And that's the other thing.
Maybe it's like, you know, when you first get crack from a new drug dealer, they give you the really good stuff to get you hooked on it. And then they start giving you the bad stuff, so you want more of the good stuff.
It's soap. And that was the other thing. That's what I brought up, and I totally spaced it when I brought it. But the technology. There's not that big of a gap between the technology. So it always made me wonder if, like, the original Kinect had some, like, technology.
Maybe they're holding off on you, sort of like how like release date DLC.
Wonder if they learned a thing or two from all the Kinect hacks because a ton of people have connected it to, or hacked the Kinect to do crazy
and now
things.
Now there's actually Kinect for Windows.
Yeah,
that Microsoft released.
Yeah,
so maybe you're right then. Maybe that's what they took all that info.
But via a job listing, Microsoft needs help with getting Skype to work on the next generation of Xbox. The person who fills the position will be responsible of working with current Xbox team and help Skype enter the living room across various devices, but with a focus on the large screen and next generation of Xbox, which is in quotes.
I can definitely see that using the Kinect. Definitely.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
And that would be cool as hell.
Skype would be awesome on Xbox.
I wonder if you'd have to pay, though. It wouldn't be like Skype for the computer where it's free computer to computer.
I don't know, because there's a lot of stuff like you don't have to pay for YouTube or you don't have to pay for... You don't have to pay extra for Netflix or Hulu or ESPN.
Yeah. And, I mean, you'd probably still have to pay for, you know, like, I doubt you'd have to pay for Skype to Skype. Like, that's usually what comes free with it.
Yeah.
So
that'd be cool if they integrated it into Xbox Live, like the party chat kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I was kind of hoping is that, I don't, you know, maybe replace party chat with Skype or something like that they might do. But I'm just thinking of the fact that I can talk to people while playing games that aren't on the same console.
Like I could... Because I have Skype on my phone, and I could, Skype you while you're playing Gears of War, which that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And on my phone, I've Skyped people and done, Google and all that while I'm Skyping with it.
And maybe if they incorporate it, you could do, a picture-in-picture video chat.
Ooh.
That would be kind of cool. Neat in the top corner, yeah.
It'd be kind of – you got to – a lot of games have a lot of shit going on,
that
though.
That is true.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of think about – Well, exactly.
That's a lot of processing power, though, if they were to do Skype and then you're able to do other stuff while you're Skyping.
Yeah. All
right. Moving on.
They're going to need a powerful box.
The next generation Xbox is finally confirmed by Microsoft.
All right.
Everybody knew it was coming.
Yeah. Well, seriously, the thing under this, the headline from GamesRadar says, seriously, everyone already knew.
Yeah.
After years of build-up, a Microsoft representative finally spilled the beans on Microsoft's upcoming new gaming console. Speaking to The Verge on a recent podcast, Microsoft General Manager Brian Hall mentioned the new Xbox when discussing Microsoft Outlook.
What if they called it that?
The new Xbox?
Because remember, the third-generation iPad, they called it the new iPad.
Oh, they did.
And that's what it's called. And what if they just can't come up with a good name and they're like, the new
They better
Xbox.
Fucking come up with something.
What was the one that was Xbox Hoop?
Loop.
Loop.
Yeah. Loop. That's a dumb fucking name.
That one's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, there's just... There's so much potential for all of the new generation games.
The Windows Box 8.
I still love, like, the... call it the PlayStation 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bitch. Yeah, we don't have the, you don't have that one copyrighted. We didn't think anyone would use it. Yeah. Damn.
I think they got like up to 7 copyrighted.
They
no,
have,
they have 9 because they were using it in a commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
For PlayStation 2.
They got a lot of stuff. They also have like domains and stuff. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, I.
And I think even if they did call the PlayStation 10 just to stick it to Sony, that could easily get turned over in court.
Oh, yeah.
Those things get turned over all the time.
Yeah.
Like domain squatters that squat on Half-Life3.com, and then when it finally comes out in 2050, they'll just turn it over to Valve anyway.
Do you have my one angry email I sent you on here?
The one about punching babies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the next story.
This might be the one. Next gen source engine indicated in filmmaker files.
No,
was that the one? Okay, no. It must be the next one.
All right, but yeah, I think that's cool because I've been saying for a while since I think Portal 2 that I was like the engine just needs an update.
Yeah, a new version of the source engine could be in development at Valve if indications from bits of code discovered by fan site ValveTime.net are true. Script files within Source Filmmaker make several references to engines, including Source 2, and files in the program previously discovered by the site also appear to refer to Half-Life 2 Episode 3.
Yeah, like character models.
Yeah. They have
Half-Life
one that...
Half-Life 2 Episode 3, huh? Still in the Half-Life 3?
They, dude, I'll take either.
They have one that's a file that's EP3/model/character/Alex.
Which is a character.
Yeah, which is a character, yeah.
Main character in Half-Life.
So,
it's just, but yeah, ever like when Left 4 Dead 1 came out, it felt really dated. And then Left 4 Dead 2 came out, and I was like, ooh, it looks a little prettier. But then Portal just came out, and Portal looks shiny. But other than that, I was like, this engine's old.
Yeah.
Like, the Source came out in 2004.
Mm. And when you say Portal, do you mean actual Portal or Portal 2?
Portal 2. Got Portal it. 2 just looks shiny. But it just, the engine's just getting old.
Yeah.
It needs a big update.
I just mainly played it for the plot, but it did feel a lot like all of the other Valve games.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, like, the physics were almost identical, and pretty much all of the interactions was pretty much the same.
It just needs an update. Like, Unreal 3 gets, like, 0.5 updates all the time, and they're gigantic updates. And Crysis, I think, just released an update to their engine, and it looks beautiful.
Valve's just one and done. They're going to drive this
no,
into the ground,
two,
and then they're
two
just...
and done.
Yeah, that's true.
There's going to be no Source 3.
They're just, yeah, that's it. And then they're going to shut down.
Yeah.
And Andy's just going to be at the gates, just like, but I wanted it.
Crying.
Apparently, interest in Time Splitters 4 is just not high enough.
That's the punching babies
the
one.
That's the punching babies one.
I sent Matt this email. I saw it, and I'm like, this is just going to be like Half-Life Episode 3. I'm never going to see Time Splitters 4.
Founder and CEO of Crytek, Savat Yerli.
They're a bunch of Swedish dudes.
Yeah, okay. Savat Yerli knows that a lot of people want to play a new Time Splitters game, but a lot isn't enough to get one made, at least not yet. He said, quote, I tested through my official blog to see how big the Time Splitters community is, and while the volume of responses was quite high, we feel it's just not high enough yet.
That's like exactly something Valve would say too. Like, we know you guys really want it. Eh, we're taking our time though. Whatever.
See, the thing I loved about Time Splitters was it was so fucking zany.
Yeah.
It was just like James Bond, but if James Bond got slapped with like I don't know Mario Kart.
Yeah. What we need to do is just get the community that wants it now, and just have everyone say they'll buy two games. Look, Crytek, we'll buy your game twice if you release it.
And you know what's dumb is after Crysis 3, Crytek's only making free-to-play games. They've announced that. I'm like, really? You know what would make you a shitload of money? Time Splitters 4. Just throwing it out there. Give it to Free Radical. That'd be amazing. Which is like Crytek Nord.
Is Naughty Dog still doing stuff?
Oh, yeah. They're doing The Last of Us.
Okay.
And they just released a gigantic update to Uncharted 3 that I didn't know about. So
nice.
They're still doing stuff.
Okay.
They're around.
They're hanging around.
What if Naughty Dog did Time Splitters 4? What do you think they'd do to it?
I'd fucking jizz in my pants. I love Naughty Dog. They don't make bad things.
They refuse.
Were they one of the ones that made those weird controllers? Doesn't Naughty Dog have controllers?
No, not that's. Are you thinking Mad Cats?
Mad Cats, yeah. Mad Cats and Pelican.
Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog only makes games.
I know, but you know.
One thing that I love.
Some people cross.
And I still have it. Is my old Pelican Game Boy attachment? It attached to my Game Boy Pocket. I don't think so. All
right.
But like it would, you know, barely magnify the screen, or you could
did it have
unfold
the light?
It. Yeah, and yes. You could turn on a light. And then it have like this giant obnoxious magnifying glass.
Yeah.
You had to hold away from your face to really
yes.
see.
I had those light up Xbox controllers.
Did you?
Yeah, the ones that were like blue and green. And
was it the Afterglow?
Yeah, I mean it was a clear case with, you know, LED lights in it and stuff.
I know there's a brand called Afterglow.
They make them for the PS3 too.
And Pelican made those ones. Don't they make the ones? I remember using it on GameCube at my friend's house. The ones that has air coming out.
Oh, my God. So
your hands don't get sweaty when you're playing.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
I like the Nerf controllers made for gamer rage.
You just throw it and they start bouncing around just like.
Sticks to the wall.
Yeah, there's like a Nerf wireless controller.
Suction cups on them.
That would be hilarious.
You can't get it off because here's.
You just start throwing it. Just like, it just won't leave your hand. Just like.
Controller made by Play-Doh. It's going to mold into whatever controller you want.
Oh, my God.
Stick a stick here and it's good.
You smash some Play-Doh in and hair comes out the other side. Ooh, it's crazy. It's spaghetti.
Don't eat it, though.
Blizzard confirms Battle.net was hacked.
Yeah.
Snow Patrol.
Yes, Snow Patrol. Battle.net's internal systems were illegally accessed on August 4th, and account information, including encrypted passwords and security question answers, appear to have been taken. Blizzard said in a security update today that while no evidence so far suggests financial information like credit card numbers or home addresses were taken, affected users are encouraged to change their security credentials.
I should really get on that. Well, I have not done that. I have my credit card hooked up to that.
Well,
it's kind of slow response. I mean, because that story was posted, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, it came out. No, it came out a couple days ago. Yeah, but it was definitely a while. It was definitely after August.
They say something in this article. Blizzard said it refrained from reporting the attacks for 5 days, while it attempted to strike a balance between rapid response and external communication. Our first priority was to resecure our network. Our first priority was to resecure our network and from there we work simultaneously on the investigation and informing our global player base.
So what I just heard is we wanted to cover our ass first before we covered anyone else's.
Probably.
We don't really care about our customers as much as us.
The Sony route and shut everything down.
Oh, God.
That's the Madagascar route.
Also adopted by Sony. we got hacked? Everything goes.
Stop it! Stop production!
But, you know, it shouldn't be, you know, World of Warcraft people shouldn't be too worried because there's like 5 people playing that game now. So, if you're on World of Warcraft,
I wonder how bad that game's going to get.
They lost. I read, like, it wasn't really an article, it was just like a fact that I saw somewhere. Last year, the whole year, they lost 2 million subscribers.
Damn.
In the last 3 months of this year, they've lost 1.1 million.
Holy shit, that game's dying.
It's dying.
And no one's going to buy the Panda Express expansion.
The Panda Express expansion.
What is that?
It's got pandas and shit.
Mists of Pandaria. Yeah, I don't fucking know. But the main focus is pandas.
Panda Express.
All right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news. Are you taking a shot?
I will take my shot.
All right, take your shot.
Nope.
Oh, God, wow. that wasn't even close.
Yeah, that was swung wide. I whipped it.
Well, let's go into technology news.
How's that? That rustled.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
It got me, man. Don't worry.
The woe didn't get you that time?
Oh, sorry. I was reading my...
we both looked over at you.
Oh, really?
Expecting you to laugh.
Did you know they're making a Bill and Ted 3?
Yeah.
I heard about it.
Confirmed now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It is, like, on. They have a writer, too, and everything.
The first time I heard about it was in the spring.
Because is Keanu Reeves... I think
Billy Winters, I think, is the other guy.
I think I heard something... Yeah, I think I heard something like a... couple months ago or something where Billy Winters was like said something like we can't do it without Keanu, like I won't, because we can't have him replaced. Yeah. You know, he's like, so I won't do it without Keanu, and Keanu at the time hadn't said one way or the other.
Yeah, no, it's on.
Oh, God, it's good on.
Yes, Yes, that's, I just saw them. Like, my day's made. I'm happy.
I feel like a good addition to this. Like, maybe they could go like what the Expendables did for testosterone, and just do Bill and Ted for stupidity, and have like Matthew McConaughey.
Oh my god! If he fucking shows up in that movie,
and like I don't know,
Jack Black or something.
Yeah, or just like really bad actors. Like maybe toss Nicolas Cage in there and have him play himself again.
I was going to do a Nicolas Cage impression, but I
they're hard because you're not Nicolas Cage, so he only impersonates himself. It's the perfect disguise.
You got to do this a lot.
My hair's a bird.
I love that. All right.
Barnes & Noble just priced its Nooks to Move.
Oh, yes. I saw one of these.
It's cheap.
The 7-inch Android-based Nook tablets are seeing the biggest discount that they've ever seen. The 16-gigabyte model, originally $249, is now $199. The 8-gig is from $199 to $179. And their Nook Color is from $169 to $149.
Which, what that means is there's either new stuff coming out or they're really losing business.
That's kind of what they think here, is that there's new stuff coming out.
Apparently Acer was a little upset about it.
Really?
Yeah, there was a story I saw that.
Oh god, I got that in here somewhere.
Acer?
Why no, maybe I don't. Acer wants. Oh man, I cut that story. I wish I hadn't cut
Do
that
they
story.
Make something for the Nook?
No, Acer makes a tablet that runs Android, and Google wants them to price it at like $199, and they think it should be cheaper, more competitively priced.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So now they're worried that they're going to be just kind of blown out of the water with this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, got
it. You know, the comparable.
Because Nook is more of a home name than.
Yeah, the comparable tablets are the same price.
But, dude.
It's sort of like iPad versus e-tablet or e-pad or whatever it is.
That thing is slow as hell.
Is it?
There's so much better out there now. That's why that made me think. I was like, that's an old-ass tablet. There's got to be new ones coming then.
uTorrent quietly announces ad support as it gets ready to make a bunch of cash.
How do you quietly announce that?
Maybe put it as like a blog post instead of put it on your front page or something like that.
That's true.
I could see that.
Put it as like an update to the privacy.
That's what I would do. Like if like
the terms of use and service.
Like you know, say we fired Skyler from the podcast for something. I'd post on our blog because no one goes there.
Yeah.
So the next episode would be like, who the fuck is Rick? What's Matt, Andy, and Rick?
Matt, Andy, and Leaper? Who the hell is this Leaper guy? He was on for trivia like one time.
Oh, God. That was a long time ago.
We should just get someone else and have them pretend to be Skyler.
Oh, my God.
We should do that right now, like, because, you know, he's going to be going to the Navy. We should get someone studying him.
He's still got 2 months.
Well, to take over a person's life, man, we need at least 2 months of studying.
Erica's got to get used to him.
Yeah.
At least the podcast. If he can just get the podcast mannerisms down, then that'd be fine.
Perfect.
Torrenting, despite its many legitimate uses, has always been always had the reputation of being plagued by rampant piracy. Which,
no, no way,
no,
not them.
Get ready for all that.
So much to give. No,
get ready for all that to get drudged up again, because uTorrent, a very popular client, just announced it's getting ad support. Ad-supported torrent clients aren't unheard of, but uTorrent is something of a giant in its field, with over 125 million active users per month.
That's a lot of users.
Yeah.
I thought everyone used BitTorrent. Or no, BitTorrent is getting filtered now.
Yeah.
Yeah. uTorrent is a juggernaut, so adding ads is probably going to make them some serious dough. uTorrent already makes 15 to 20 million a year with its optional toolbar. With the toolbar.
Really?
The motherfucking toolbar. That's a lot of money. And it uses that money to support parent company BitTorrent. Built-in ad support stands to seriously boost that number. Yeah, BitTorrent owns uTorrent.
Yeah, BitTorrent owns a bunch of
torrents.
Programs. Like the BitTorrent program looks almost identical to uTorrent.
Okay, because I used to have BitTorrent on my computer to get files from my dad and stuff in school. And I've seen uTorrent, and it did look the same. Yeah. I just thought it was
seen it lately? It looks exactly the same.
Really?
Almost, yeah.
Oh.
Except, I think, like, different color schemes.
I mean, like, this was back when my computer was still plugged in, so, like, a year and a half ago. I still haven't even jacked that crap in. I just have the tower.
You're going to have, like,
it's
a thousand Windows updates.
There's going to be a rat in it. There's going to be a rat in my computer, and it's see-through, so I'll know.
Of course, uTorrent is a legal client, and ad support is a legal means of revenue, but considering the program is so widely used to pirate copyrighted material for free, you can bet this will make some waves.
Yeah, I can see people like, eh, they're making money off me, man.
Jeez.
Did they fall down a well?
Yeah. No.
I can't believe piracy.
Piracy is crazy, man.
Yo ho.
A pirate's life.
Mitt Romney's VP app unsurprisingly fails at its one simple job. You had one job, app. One job.
What was the job?
Basically, you could download an app and you'd be the first to know who his running mate is. That was the app. Like,
that was the whole app.
I hate apps that have one purpose for like one day. It's like, why the fuck would I download it? I'll just wait for the news.
And then it sits on the app store for like
Sits on the app store. Like, I could probably go download it right now. And his vice president candidate's already been announced.
He's a really young dude, which surprised me.
Yeah. So basically, the job the app had was you'd be the very first to know. The app would alert you, hey, Paul Ryan's the VP, running mate. Okay, now it's going to be on the news in like 30 seconds. But It was a few hours after it was announced on the news that it was announced on the app.
Right here, Mitt's VP.
Yeah.
It's rated 2 stars.
Well, because it didn't work.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, these are kind of stupid. Barack Obama did the same thing, but with text messaging in 08. Basically, the same fucking thing happened. It's like, do you know how fast news travels these days? Like, the second one person knows, they're going to go tell the news, and it's going to be on the news like day before you want to announce it. It's like, you know, you can't really bank on the fact that you're going to be the first to announce it.
Yeah, I mean, it was just kind of like a really cheap way to get in with the hip crowd of the young kids and the rap music.
Download my app.
I wonder how much money they spent making that.
I hope that was a 99-cent app. It's not even fucking free.
It's free. That'd be hilarious if it was a 99-cent app. That'd be hilarious.
A bunch of people suing to get their 99 cents back.
Just like, fuck this!
I want my jimmies been rustled. I want my jimmies back.
God, yeah. I mean, it was just kind of like a really easy way for them to get in with the hip crowd of young kids. Their hooligan dubstep and rap music.
In April of this year, the U.S. District Court in Eastern Virginia decided that liking something on Facebook did not constitute free speech.
Aww.
Now, the five plaintiffs are taking their case to an appellate court, and this time they have the support of the ACLU and Facebook behind them. The plaintiffs, all of whom worked in the Hampton, Virginia Sheriff's Office, had originally sued for their First Amendment rights after three of the plaintiffs liked their boss's political rival on Facebook and subsequently lost their jobs when he won the election and remained in office.
Oh, okay.
The sheriff, B.J. Roberts, claimed that the terminations were due to cost-cutting measures,
adults.
But the plaintiffs were able to prove that Roberts knew about the turncoat Facebook likes in court.
Turncoat Facebook likes. It's so fucking betrayal. It's like, those fucking bastards.
The district court still ruled that it is the court's conclusion that they were merely liking a Facebook page, and merely liking a Facebook page is insufficient speech to merit constitutional protection. The ruling read, in cases where courts have found that constitutional speech protections extended to Facebook posts, actual statements existed within the record. So they said free speech on Facebook actually has to be like a statement, not a like.
Oh, got it.
So it's, but actions speak louder than words.
Now, in the 4th U.S. Court of Appeals, the ACLU and Facebook have filed amicus briefs in support of the five plaintiffs. The ACLU wrote, liking a political candidate on Facebook, just like holding a campaign sign, is constitutionally protected speech. It is a verbal expression as well as a symbolic expression. Clicking the like button announces to others that the user supports, approves, or enjoys the content being liked. Merely because liking requires only the click of a button does not mean that it does not warrant First Amendment protection.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, I know.
See, when I like a page and then they post links to other pages, I don't like that page. So I don't know if that's 100% true.
That's true, but you know, you just unlike it. That's another statement.
Yeah. I normally just troll the shit out of them.
What I think is funny, what I don't stop staring at me. what I don't necessarily understand is like
the eyes.
Why maybe because it's a public office or a government office that he didn't have the right to fire him? Maybe that's it.
That whole thing, like, I follow it, but at the same time, I don't.
I think that might be the case because it's a public, you know, a government. He was elected to that position, then fired people who liked his opposition. Because I know, like right now, if you go on, Skyler, go on Facebook and call your boss a cunt, you're going to get fired the next day.
Man, I love seeing those Facebook captures of people who call out their shit.
Okay, well, just go with me.
Okay, I mean, I don't.
All right,
I don't care.
I'm friends with my boss on Facebook.
Yeah, so go on there and tell him how much you hate him. Or not to them, just say how much you hate your boss.
Yeah, about my job.
Well, they're going to call you the next morning and be like, look, Andy, I don't want you working for me anymore.
Like, I would understand
that. You apparently hate me and you want to kill my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would understand that. It'd be like, well, my bad.
And then, you know, you could be like, well, that's my opinion. That's my speech. You can't stifle my speech. And they're going to be like, well, I'm not stifling your speech. I'm just firing you. You can go on say it more, but you're not working here anymore.
And in Nebraska, you don't need a reason to fire people.
Yeah. So maybe,
it's at will employment.
Maybe the case is different because that's a private business. Maybe. So
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see how this turns out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and what state was this in?
Well, Virginia was the state it started in, but
it has
far-reaching implications across the United States of America.
Dude, the digital world's getting crazy.
We shot fucking another cybersecurity bill got shot down.
Yeah.
CISPA.
Yeah.
CISPA got shot down. I can't believe we're fucking winning these.
Yeah, I know. Like, it started with SOPA, but yeah.
SOPA, PIPA, stop. SOPA, PIPA, ACTA, CISPA, all of them shot down.
Make it rain.
I blame Anonymous.
It is kind of surprising. I'm a little dumbfounded, you know, that because it's when SOPA first came out, like we were so sure.
Yeah, it was
going. It was going through.
Yeah.
And then it got shot down. And PIPA kind of along with it, and then ACTA, we're like, oh, fuck.
Again.
You know, like here we go. This one's global. Shot down. Then CISPA, everyone's like, here they come again. You know, we can't get rid of them. Again, shot down. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You think some of them are actually okay.
Like parts of them, it makes sense. Well, and I'm imagining that there's going to be eventually some.
Yeah, they'll eventually weed it out to be where everyone is like, all right, I can dig it.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Unless, you know, the Senate or Congress are just like, well, apparently no one wants this, so nope.
And there's always going to be people that are like Anonymous that are just going to fucking destroy it. But it's going to be one of those things in time. One of those things is going to pass.
See, because I think CISPA was the one that was like kind of thinly veiled as like, well, we need to protect our children.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of things like protect from predators and stuff like that. And basically it has effects for everybody. You know, it's not just child predators. Yeah. And it's like, but they say that because, you know, people, are you going to fucking vote against that, you know?
Yeah, like if you word it right, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you could have done something else. You know, this doesn't need to be the bill.
Something will eventually go through. Yeah. Like it. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. That makes me think of, like, political ads where they're like, this person voted to tase children under 12 or whatever. And I kind of want... I feel like there should always be a follow-up with those commercials of that person justifying whatever it is.
Dude, they've been bad this year, though.
Oh, God.
What do you want to call them?
Mudslinging?
Slander commercials? Yeah, they've just been bad this year.
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
And I know I say that every year, everyone's like, they're bad. But this year, like, they're close to that. Like, he touches children. Like, really?
Yeah, it's because they're his kids and, you know, they... wore diapers at one point. It's weird.
All right, guys. That'll do it for technology news.
Yay.
You guys ready for the news desk?
Oh, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler.
You know what that horn reminds me of? Oregon Trail.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You guys remember what happened in Belarus?
Belarus. Was that the... Hint me? Give me tip? Give me tip off? Just the tip?
Bears.
Ralph Bear?
Fuck. Dude, I know. Just go.
Was it the guy who... Mama Bear attacked a cougar?
Teddy bears were dropped in Belarus.
Oh,
As a peace thing from a... Swedish company dropped, like, or a Swedish group or something.
You didn't drop the update sound.
Eh, this is not really an update to that. It's just ramifications of it.
Okay.
Authorities in Belarus arrested and fined two journalists for posing for photographs holding teddy bears after hundreds were dropped by air after a pro-democracy stunt.
I did not know that Belarus, like, I knew of the name Belarus, but I didn't know that it was all, like, like, that bad.
Alexander Lukashenko, the authoritarian president, also suggested on Thursday that the Swedish embassy in Minsk had been involved in planning the July 4th escapade, and an outburst likely to widen a diplomatic rift between Sweden over the incident.
Are Sweden and them, are they, like, close to each other?
Belarus? I don't think so. Let me look.
Like, we figured it was in, like, that Lithuanian area.
Like, I can pick out Sweden, but Belarus, man, I can't pick that shit out. Mm. Here, I'll find out, though.
All right.
Sources, Wikipedia. Huh. Let's find Belarus.
I'm surprised there's still more, like, I just did not know that that country was that, like, government-wise bad off.
Yeah, they're not far, actually. They're kind of, like, northeast.
All right.
Europe. Northeast of Sweden?
No, northeast Europe.
Okay, got it.
So, yeah. Huh. All right.
Also, the teddy bear stunt leads to an EU slap on the wrist of Belarus.
Oh, really?
They're adding more economic sanctions against them and other sanctions that they already previously had sanctions on Belarus. Current measures include a visa ban and an asset freeze imposed on Lukashenko and his inner circle, including several businessmen.
Oh, shit.
So...
they're doing the UN. Hey, come on.
Stop.
We'll write a letter.
Don't do it. Come on.
Knock it off. Give the ball back.
Oh, now it's on the roof.
In Louisville, Kentucky, a woman was arrested on drug charges at a local tanning salon. According to the police report, Katrina Jackson was arrested at Suntan City on Dixie Highway. Employees told police that Jackson went for a 20-minute tan, but they couldn't get her out of the bed once her time was up. Apparently, she boarded herself up in the room and stayed in the bed. Police said her speech was slurred and she didn't know what day it was. A mirror with white residue was found in her purse.
Oh, my God.
Jackson was arrested on charges of cocaine possession and disorderly conduct. They should have just left her in the tanning bed. Like, you know, like, the next day she sobers up and she's going to be burnt to hell.
Oh,
and she's like,
gonna be so mad.
What happened? It's like, yeah, you spent about 4 hours in a tanning bed. That's what happened.
No, I mean, on their side of things, she maybe could have killed herself.
Probably, yeah.
So, I can understand. But that would have been a hell of a funny punishment, though. How's that a four-hour sunburn? Hand of God on the back.
Oh, smite thee!
Hey, good job!
Writhing around in pain.
Out of Houston, Texas, a Walmart employee has been accused of intentionally running over a customer.
With what? Oh, God, please be one of those floor waxers.
No, it was with a car.
Damn.
Still, pretty funny.
Lance Jason Ferguson, who's 33 years old, has been charged with aggravated assault. Houston police said a customer looked at DVDs and video games at a Walmart store in Houston. They have the street, but, you know, it doesn't fucking matter. Dominique Mason, a high school senior, said he was about to walk out of the store with them without paying, but he had a change of heart. He said, quote, "I went back and put them in the Walmart seat just because... it was wrong for stealing." I don't know what the fuck the Walmart seat is.
Yeah. I don't
know. But he put them back.
All right.
He said he was going to take them, had a change of heart, realized stealing is wrong, Skyler, and put them back.
Hey, when I get a free gallon of milk, don't come crying to me when your jimmies are all dry and rusty.
I don't like milk.
Are you lactose intolerant?
No, I don't I just don't like milk. No. You know, and you know what? A lot of people, when I tell them I don't like milk, they go, "So you don't eat cereal?" What? So now, you don't eat cereal? I'm like, no, I eat cereal.
Is it milk in general or just like white milk? Do you like chocolate milk?
I was able to choke down chocolate milk in elementary school because that's what they gave it to me. But I don't mind things with milk in it because it's not just milk. But the taste of just a glass of milk, I don't like.
Yeah, straight up plain milk is like, but I really like flavored milk. That's good.
So.
And also, for people who didn't know this, I think they just started doing this. Maybe I'm really behind on the times, but IHOP and Village Inn, unlimited refills on chocolate milk. It's fucking good chocolate milk.
Huh. Yeah, this isn't your grandma's chocolate milk, where it's just Nesquik powder and you run into powder clumps.
it's good chocolate milk. So.
Yeah, so, yes, people that don't drink milk do eat cereal. Do you eat it dry?
Don't discriminate him against Matt's
people.
Oh,
yeah, Walmart.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were talking. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck the Walmart chair is.
Yeah, the Walmart seat is what he said, yeah.
To the Google.
So Mason said he walked out of the store, and Ferguson, a store employee, followed him. Mason began walking home. As he was in the parking lot of a business, he heard a car come up behind him, and then he was hit. Police said he rolled on top of the hood and fell to the ground. Investigators said the customer told him that Ferguson got out of the car, told him to never return to Walmart, and walked closer to him as if he was going to hit him. Ferguson then left, and the customer walked home.
Ferguson looked him straight in the eye and went, "Justice."
When Mason got home, well, he didn't do anything wrong. Almost stealing is not stealing.
Yeah.
When Mason got home, his mother took him to the hospital to be treated for injuries to his back. And police said they talked to Ferguson, and Ferguson said he admitted to a confrontation inside the store, but denied leaving the store and denied driving to work that day. Detectives said surveillance video from the store showed Ferguson leave the store and leave the parking lot in a vehicle similar to the one that the customer described being hit by. The video also showed Ferguson return to the store 10 minutes later after leaving.
You think, like, employees would be smart enough to know that, like, there's security.
And what a surprise, Ferguson's no longer employed by Walmart. He's in the Harris County Jail with a bond set at $30,000.
Jesus.
What an asshole. That is really funny, though. Justice.
Yeah.
It's like,
served.
What the fuck is he thinking? Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go run this guy over with my car.
Like if a customer
he's going to get his comeuppance.
Even if he did steal it, is it worth killing a teenager over?
Yeah.
Or at least maiming him.
Yeah, well, even maiming him. It's like, yeah, it's like, okay, so the kid stole a $60 video game once when he was 18, and now he's paralyzed for the rest of his life. Like, man, the punishment really outweighs what he did.
And I've been mad at customers, but I've never wanted to just fucking outright destroy them.
Yeah.
I wanted to, like, wreck their shit. Like, I wanted to, like, take their soup and dump it, like, all over them. Or, like, throw, you know, dishwater muck on their car. Did that to my ex-girlfriend. It's pretty good.
Oh, my God. All right.
So, NBC, that was me. All
right.
NBC pretty much botched the entire Olympics.
Yeah.
Their coverage was god-awful.
Oh, yeah.
Just things like, first of all, not giving the streaming in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to have a cable provider or something like that.
Yeah, and you weren't able to stream it. Other things like...
money, dude.
Yeah, like during the opening ceremony, they cut out 20 minutes of
and
the London bombing. They were doing a tribute to the London bombing and victims, and instead they had an interview with Michael Phelps. Yeah.
And then,
how many more interviews does that guy need?
The amount of commercials.
Oh,
God. Goddamn ridiculous. It's like 5-minute Olympics, 15 minutes commercials. It's ridiculous.
But when you heard Morgan Freeman talk about the visa, oh, God, did you get a political boner? You get patriotism standing right up in your pants.
I said.
A but, hundredth of a second.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking awful. Well, this just puts the cherry on top.
Oh,
NBC confuses Jesse Eisenberg for Mark Zuckerberg. Jesse Eisenberg played Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network.
Wait, is this the topless thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Mark Zuckerberg was photographed topless, if anyone cares.
Yeah.
I don't know what the big deal.
Yeah, I don't know what the big deal is either.
He's a dude, all right.
Yeah, cool. It was at someone's wedding or something. Yeah, you do shit at a wedding.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Cool.
Actor Jesse Eisenberg played Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg in a movie, The Social Network. He must have done a really good job because it seems a lot of people think he really is Mark Zuckerberg. Eisenberg was in London checking out the USA-Spain gold medal basketball game. And when the cameras found him, NBC's broadcast team immediately remarked about putting pictures on Facebook and how all the big-name corporate leaders were in attendance.
Oh, my God.
I have audio. You guys want to listen to it?
Sure.
How long is it?
Oh, okay, like, let me find out real quick.
All right. Because if it's more than a minute.
Penalty.
I think it's like 30. No, it's short.
Picture on Facebook.
Yeah, they just showed him.
We've got every executive of note, it seems, worldwide attending these games.
that's not Mark Zuckerberg, guys. Played him in a movie, though.
Yeah. You think someone was in the background, like, of NBC, like, God.
Someone probably texted Jesse Eisenberg, and he's probably like, serious? Looks back up the camera, he's like, the fuck, really, me? It's like, dude, that was a movie.
Remember Zombieland? That was a little better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That's the same guy.
Yeah. That's young Jesse.
All right, guys. So we're going to leave London. All right. We're getting on a plane. Oh, no. The plane crashes. We get on a boat. The boat hits an iceberg. We keep swimming.
Do we get on one of those mud boats?
No, but eventually we hit a current, and it sends us south to Florida. A Florida man tried to trade a baby for food.
Go on. I love how you just deadpanned it. You're just like, you're excited. You're just like, a Florida man, baby for food. Let's get this shit going.
Goddamn Florida.
We're starting it off.
Police in Orange Park, Florida, Jacksonville suburb, are on the lookout for a man they believe was trying to trade a child for food on Saturday night. The man went door to door at a motel and asked several people if they'd like to make this despicable deal. He was holding the baby like it was a doll. That's what it looked like at first. Witness Brian Boyle said to News 4 Jax. It looked like a doll. That's why I questioned him. Yo, what are you doing? Boyle and other witnesses said that they first saw the man outside Roadway Inn Motel around 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. They say he was carrying a child carelessly and tossing him around like a rag doll.
Oh my God.
Another witness said that he knocked on his door and offered to trade the child for food. Several people at the motel called police, but they did not arrive in time to catch the man. Police believe the man and child may have been spotted getting into a taxi cab at the nearby McDonald's later that night.
They came to McDonald's. He finally got his food.
But have not been able to either locate or identify the man or child. No reports of missing children have been made, but police are eager to determine the safety and the welfare of the child.
What the fuck?
I know.
That's fucking ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Like, if I was a parent, I would never, ever do that.
I mean, like,
it's so fucked up.
He could afford McDonald's or at least a cab ride.
Yeah.
If he would have offered me the baby for food, I probably would have taken it so I'd get the baby away from him. I'd be like, all right,
idea,
dude, here's
actually
my sandwich. Give me the kid.
That actually would
be And
I'd
just call
idea.
The police or something. Be like, yeah. I don't know where the guy is, but here's the baby. Take this thing. And hand it to him by the leg.
That's like squirming around. It's like, watch it. He bites.
Did they say anything about an age they thought or just a baby?
No, just a baby.
All right. So three hit combo Justice Network. Activate. Got to find this guy.
Do you think in Florida, if we were ever show up as Three Hit Combo in Florida, we'd ever get, like, hate? Oh, my God. If we start getting hate mail from Florida, that'd be great.
I wish we got hate mail.
I know.
We'd make the big time if that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
in Florida, just
you know, like, you guys suck. You guys aren't funny. Want that.
Yeah.
Want it.
I crave it.
I need the hate. And Matt's over here, like, whipping himself in the back. Yeah. I need it.
Someone crucify me.
Too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon for a Jesus joke.
All right, guys. That will do it for What the Florida. That will do it for this episode of the podcast.
If it was just one, that was all I needed.
So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, that is the number 3, PC stands for podcast. You can email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. I know, you guys finally fucked me up. GPXgaming.net. Find us there. YouTube, search 3Hit Combo Podcast, and also go to 3HitComboPodcast.blogspot.com. So, for Skyler, Andrew, this is Matthew. Yeah, sorry. I'm getting in the groove, you know. This is Matthew, signing out. Thank you.